Okay, first, I would like to thank, I guess, Rabbi Blaser. I know that he's not here, but for arranging this. And now I see, Baruch Hashem, we have another kollel who joined, which is beautiful. We're holding on the eve of Hanukkah, we'll call it. So I figure we'll talk about something that's negeah. You say this to Hanukkah, but even more, you say this to everybody's avodas Hashem in terms of learning Torah and kollelim, etc. In the Tefillah of Al HaNisim, as is well known, we say, Kishomdo Malchus Yavanu Esha Alamakot Yisrael, Lashkichum Teiresecha, Ulavira Mechuke Ritzenecha. They had a dual objective, Lashkichum Teiresecha, Ulavira Mechuke Ritzenecha. So we understand, Lavira Mechuke Ritzenecha was all the gzeres that they had, that they forced Klal Yisrael to be over, whether it be Rish Chodesh and Milah and Shabbos, Boiled to boil the Hegman Tchila. There were many gzeres, unfortunately, that they decreed against Klal Yisrael's Avodas Hashem. But how are we supposed to understand Lashkichum Teiresecha? They tried to make us forget Torah. What can they possibly do to cause us to forget Torah? What? It was a gzer. We had a chiv. We have to forget Torah. Okay, no one's allowed to remember Torah. Obviously, that's not what happened. They gave us some type of a medicine, an elixir that causes us to forget Torah. Bishlam Buddha says to be mevatlos from libidat Torah. Yeah, that for sure they did. They didn't know. They asked the Torah, and we weren't allowed to learn Torah, and that's where the dreidels come from, and they're hiding in the forest. But what does it mean that they cause us? They wanted lashkichum teiresecha to cause us to forget Torah. How can they even accomplish something? Is it possible to cause somebody to forget something? I'm going to have to develop this, what their objective was and how they reached that objective, how they accomplished that. Another shaila is at the end of a mesechta, if everyone knows that a hadrumli, a seam of a mesechta, it's printed in the back of every mesechta. It says hadrumloch, mesechta ployni, vajakalon, daitinloch, mesechta ployni, vedaitakalon. And right before that, it says, "Zeh yo l'shicha, bezes Hashem Yisbar." This is was the help for shicha, bezes Hashem Yisbar. That's come out every single gemara. That's what it has. It doesn't explain how by saying these lines, repeating this three times, how does that help that we don't forget the mesechta? You know, there are many good things that Klal Yisrael has, and yet they could be tinkered with. For example, Daf Yomi. Daf Yomi is a beautiful thing. A person would never have gone through Shas, learned the entire Shas. So many Balabatim are learning through Shas. In fact, today, so many Avreichim, Yingalite, are learning through Shas through the program of Daf Yomi. But there's one major concern that everyone recognizes with Daf Yomi is that tomorrow one another Daf. And yesterday's daf is forgotten about, is history. The Satmarov, he had a gewaltige sense of humor, and he used to say he wasn't a fan of Daf Yomi, for whatever his reasons were. But he used to say that, what's the lashem? Is that Yoel Lashicha? This helps to forget. It should be Yoel Lazikaran. This should help to remember. What's the Yoel Lashicha? It should help us to forget. He said, "The Pasha the Cheshbon said, because if you learn Daf Yomi, when you learn Daf Gimel, that causes you to forget Daf Beis, because you're not Daf Beis is history. You don't have to. You're not accredited to Daf Beis for another 7.5 years, so you're good to go. But the problem is, what's going to cause us to forget the very last blot of the Masechta? Ah, that's why you say Hadron log that we could forget about the last blot. Now we have to talk about the Hadron." And so he's like the Satmar. But let's all jokes aside. What is Pshat? Why, when we say Hajin Alach, Vizay Yoel, why is this going to help us remember the Mesechta? Because we say the Hajjakalan. Is there some magic in there? It says in Bechukosai Teilechu, and everyone knows famous Rashi, must have heard it at least a few dozen times, that it's not talking about Limud HaTorah. It's talking about to be lias to you a melim betayra. To we have a melis betayra. And the mefarshim handle like okay, Rashi only bavon that it's not talking about kiyam mitzvahs, but how did Rashi know that it's not talking about the pashup shad? Maybe it just means limud atayra. Who says it means a melis betayra? What do you see in the words mechokaisai teileko to be a melis betayra? Maybe it just means he's supposed to learn Torah, supposed to have kiyam mitzvahs. And it's have limud atayra, but where do we see the amelis betayra? And many suggest is because the lashon is a choik b'chukaisai teileko. It's a lashon a choik. We all know that there's a difference between choik and mishpat. Mishpat is something that has reasoning that we would know by ourselves. We could figure it out. A choik is something that's beyond our seichel. We don't have a havan in it. Let's say paraduma. Klayim, there are chukim in the Torah that we can't explain. We know that Rabbi Shom was Geizit. He obviously has Keshvainis. And we keep his mitzvahs, we keep his chukim as well, because that's what Kashet Tzivani Hashem Elokai. So a chuk is something that we don't really have a vana in. So Mimele, they want to suggest that that's why Rashi knew that's going on a melis b'Torah. A melis is when you're harping on a sugya and you still don't understand it. You don't have a pshat in the Taisis Teretz. You don't understand the chilek Rabbeinu Tam's giving, and you're harping on it. So it's abstract. It's something that you're not being taifis yet. That the limud Torah in an area at the time when you don't have it arise, that's a chuk. When you got it klar, when you have it, that's a mishpat. That you understand it. But until you understand it, that's a bechin of a chuk. Rashi understood meant it's going on a melis b'tayra because they're talking about the melis, the toy that person has. He's struggling, he's exerting himself to try to figure out what pshat is. When he does that, that's a choik. That's b'chukaisa teileko. But I want to share with the oilam a whole different pshat in b'chukaisa teileko and this inin of a melis b'tayra. That I'm not sure if the oilam heard of the pshat yet. I'm sure the regular pshat we heard countless times in throughout our yeshiva years, but I'm going to share with you a different pshat from the Or HaChaim HaKadosh. He has a different pshat, a fascinating pshat. And he says like this, that the chukosai teleichu, the amelis that the Torah is requiring, that the Torah is referring to, the amelis that the Torah is referring to, the chukosai teleichu, that's the key to all brachas, le'elu latata, the haftoch of all those brachas. Dr. Or HaChaim HaKadosh, it means when a person chazes what he's learning. If he chazes something that he already knows, specifically, something that he already learned many times, and he knows it, it's Yidum Etzloi, and still he learns it again. Why is he learning again? He knows it. It's not to gain Yidia. He's learning it again only because Ki Chafetz Hashem Be'esek HaTorah V'chuko Chokak. The reason why he's learning it is not to gain the idea. The reason why he's learning it because that's what a Kodesh Baruch Hu wants. Hashem loves Limud HaTorah. And this Limud HaTorah is just L'shem Limud HaTorah, not for the idea. Just to Chaza and Chaza because Ki Chofetz Hashem for Limud HaTorah. Ki Chuko Chokak. It was a gzeir, a decree of the Ribono Shel Olam that even if you already know the Torah, you're still supposed to learn the Torah. Normally, you would think, lahavdil, all the other type of inyanim, of education, of sciences in the world, all the chokmas in the Bria, you learn it to understand it, to know it, to acquire that knowledge. Once you know it, there's no point in chazering it. Torah is different. Torah is faket, chavetz Hashem l'limud HaTorah. God loves l'limud HaTorah. Just to learn the Torah kechukah chokak, even if you don't gain any idea. In other words, it's going to b'chukosai teilechu. The choik is something that I don't gain any havana, something I don't gain a yedin, but I'm learning it because that's what the Rabbi Shalom wants. That's b'chukosai teilechu. When you learn my Torah, even after you know it klar, you gain nothing from chazering, and you're chazering anyway, that's chaviv lefnei amakam. That's what the Kodesh Baruch Hu cherishes the most. He loves when Klaiser learns Torah l'shem the limud HaTorah itself. That's b'chukosai teileko, and that's the key, that's the shirish all brachas. The chukos and telego, Hakadosh Baruch Hu's mavtiach in the Torah, gavaldik a bracha to someone who chazes after he already knows it. It's chaval how many of us have a seder just to chaza, a seder to chaza, not a chaza that's going to help us learn the inyan. L'moshul, we learn a chves a perek, or we learn a simon and shulchan aruch, and now we want a chaza to get a klara. That's a beautiful inyan, and that's very important. But still, it's to gain a yediyah. But how many of us chaza when we totally, we're klar, we know it klar, and we chaza anyway? Why? Because ki chafet Hashem b'limud ha-Torah. How many of us have such a seder? It's chaval, because without such a seder, we're depriving ourselves of such a haftacha b'chukos ha-Teleko. Because that is what b'chukos ha-Teleko is all about. Ki chafet Hashem b'limud ha-Torah, b'esek ha-Torah. In Keser Roish, Chaim Volozhin recounts that he had numerous, obviously he was a Talmud Muvuk of the Goyin, but he once went to the Goyin when he was 19 years old, and he complained to the Goyin. He poured out his heart to the Goyin. What's his problem? He chazed Seder Moed 14 times. At 19 years old, he already had finished Seder Moed Gemara 14 times, and he feels that he still doesn't know it. What's going to be of him? He's complaining. He was pouring out his heart. What's going to be of me? I already did it 14 times, and I still don't know it. What's going to be with me? And the Goyim laughed at him. And the Goyim said, you think after doing chazaring 14 times, you're going to know it? Are you for real? So Chaim was blown away. He says, so how many times? What's the number? At what point do you start to know it? At what point do you have it clear? At what point? And the Goyin answered him, I'm going to read you over the Lashon, Ein ledava shir klal, there is no shir. Ela kol yomav ba'amoid v'hagzer koi. There is no shir. Your entire life has to be ba'amoid v'hagzer koi, a constant chazara. You know it, chazar it, again, and again, and again. Now, what was it? Shot in the Goyin's teretz. What was he telling him? So that means you could go your whole life, chaza, 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 and never get it? Ain't no shir? There is no shir? It's b'amay v'egzakoy, and you'll never get it? So I think what the pshat in the Goyin's teretz is he's telling him the key. What's the real solution to know something? It's not a matter of numbers. It's a matter of gisha, what your approach is. If your approach is to constantly be b'amoid v'achzer koi, you're constantly going to chaze and chaze and chaze and never let it go of it, then you'll remember it. Then you'll get a klar. But if that's not your approach, if your approach is you're going to conquer it and move on and not chaze, then you'll never get it. Ein lo shir. It's not a numbers game. If a person learns something 100 times, 101 times, he has the haftacha, the gemara, gavaldik haftacha, 101 times, but then he leaves it and he starts to do something else, he'll forget it. He will not hold on to it. He will not remember it. He won't have a kin in it. As much as a person who learns it, let's say only 5 times, but constantly is chazering and is not holding by letting it go. He will never drop it. He's going to hold on to it for dear life, forever and ever. That's what the Goyim was teaching him, is that it's nothing, it's English sheer, it's not a numbers. Just everything licked in just, what's your gisha? Is it b'amoid v'hagzer? You have to be b'amoid v'hagzer. If you b'amoid v'hagzer, you'll have it. If it's not b'amoid v'hagzer, you'll never get it. That's the solution. That's the Pesach of how to remember Torah. Not to have shichas at Torah is to constantly chaza, hadron olach, go back and back. Ba'amoid v'hagzer koi. And really, it's mavu like this in numerous chazal all over. I'm going to share the oilam a couple and ten lochacham v'yakam oid. There's a gemara in Taina zayin umid beis divrei Torah ein mishtachin ela behesach hadas. Divrei Torah cannot be lost, cannot be forgotten. Ein mishtachin, only one way. Ela behesach hadas. If a person is masir das from that limud, he forgets. If he's not Messiah Das, he cannot forget. Ein Mishtachin. He'll never forget. And Rashi says, what does that mean? Behesach Hadas? Einoi Magziram Tomid. If he doesn't chazer them constantly, again, again, and again, and again, infinitely, again, forever, then that's Hesach Hadas. Then he's going to forget. But if he's constantly chazes, he always goes back. He finishes Mesecta, starts it again. Finishes, starts it again. He constantly goes back to the Mesecta. He's never Masiyah Das from Limud HaTorah. Then Divrei Torah Ein Mishtachin. It's a pasuk. The pasuk in Mishle says, Hisif Einecha Boi Veinenu. And the Gemara in Brachas explains it's going on Torah. And what does it mean? Hisif einecha boy veinenu. Zok Rashi. If a person closes his eyes, hisif einecha boy, he blinks. He closes his eyes. But Torah, he mishtakeches mimcha. He's going to leave. She's going to leave you. You want to hold on to her? You cannot blink. You cannot let go for a moment. You have to hold on to it, keseda. And the Gemara says that that's the union of oif. Ain oif ela Torah. Torah, it's kinui. Its nickname is called oif. That is its mitzias. Its mitzias is that if you close your eyes, hisif einecha boy, if you blink, it's lost. It's gone. That's the mitzias of Torah. Torah with its nesina was given that a person cannot blink, cannot let go. He lets go, and the Torah leaves him. That's the key, Rabbi Yisai, to not let go, to constantly chaza, amoid v'akza koi. Now, we asked at the beginning, how is it possible that Yovan could cause Klaiso to forget the Torah? Hush it. Because the gzeira of Lashkikim Terezecha was not that they should forget. The gzeira was that they shouldn't learn Torah. Once that went into effect, and Klaiso stopped learning Torah for 1 minute, they're starting to forget the Torah. 1 hour, forget even more. 1 day, it's even more. 1 week, it's even more. The gzeira that not to have limud haTorah automatically causes shechachas haTorah. Because the way to hold on to Torah is only without hesach hadas. If there's hesach hadas, it's over. Laviru mechukei ritzaynecha. The mefarshim medayik, that sounds like Yovan had an inyan bedavka to go after the chukim. They didn't go after the mishpatim of Klal Yisrael. The many mitzvahs haTorah they didn't go after. They bedavka focused, they challenged the chukei haTorah. They were trying to challenge Klal Yisrael on keeping the Torah, even the bechina of chayk. They wanted to go after the chayk. And therefore, they came out with all the cheshbonis, right? Klal Yisrael's Shibin and Golas of Yavin wasn't just the mitzvahs, it was their whole philosophy. The philosophy was, if you don't understand it, it's not true. If you can't understand it, the whole philosophy of Yavin, the Greek philosophy was that everything has to be debated, everything has to make sense to the human comprehension. They couldn't lie Chukei HaTorah. Mishpat HaTorah, if they understood, they couldn't lie. But Chukei HaTorah, Chukim, that is a super force. There's a Rabbeinu Sholem who's Mechayiv Klaiso to keep mitzvahs b'teres koik, that they couldn't be soivo. And that's the same inyan regarding to Limud HaTorah. Their focus was to challenge the choik, the bechinos choik in the Torah. Limud HaTorah and gain knowledge, that's one thing. But the Limud HaTorah that you're doing because Chofret Hashem be'isek HaTorah, that's what they had a problem with. They couldn't lie. They couldn't be soivul that Klal Yisrael is learning Torah l'shem limud haTorah, not l'shem knowledge, l'shem limud haTorah itself. That they couldn't like. That's lavir mechukei ritzanech. It's together lashkikim teresach. It's the same inyan. The shichas haTorah comes for not chazring, even if you already know it. That they couldn't lie. That's what Yavin went against. You know, the Shlach HaKadosh brings down in Talmud, Ois Kufnun Beis, we all know in Chanukah, somehow, it looks like the Yevonim won. It looks like, there's a srashlus haTorah. There's fewer hours in the Beis Medrash, fewer hours in the Kollel. But this minig that the yeshivas were off didn't start now. It goes back hundreds and hundreds of years ago. The Shulchan Kaddish already mentioned such a minig. And he says, why did the yeshivas give off? Watch the Shulchan Kaddish. The reason why Paska yeshivas b'yom ha'mehem is also b'shvil ha'na'arim she'yagzru, in order for that the na'arim, the bachrim, should chaza. V'yagzru al-tamudim ma'shalamdu, they gave up a dafka this week at Hanukkah so that the Bochum should cover till they know it klar bal peh. Shogur b'fiyam. That is the reason why they gave up. And why dafka Hanukkah? Because that's the whole Indian of Hanukkah. Hanukkah is they were going against the choyk, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chovev, the limud HaTorah l'shem choyk, just the chaza. Lashkichim terezecha, that's what they were against. They wanted the shikas HaTorah, they wanted Kaisel shouldn't learn the shame learning. So Memela, that's the time of the year during Hanukkah, is Bedavka, more than any other time, is to learn l'shem learning, to learn to chaza and chaza, to be shoga b'fiyam. If I would ask you, Rabbi Sai, how does chazar help that a person doesn't forget? So I'm sure Pasha Pshat is, like Lahavdo, like other limudim, the more that we chaza, the more that we learn it again and again, the more it's ingrained in us, the more it's embedded in our fabric. So Mamela, we remember it better. It goes deeper and deeper into our minds. Mamish, it's seared into our minds further and further and further. Mamela, that's why we don't forget. Could be another pshat. Could be the more we chaza, so the shorter away we are from that limud. If the last time we learned Masechta Sukkah was 3 years ago, so you have to remember something from 3 years ago. If we just gazed it last month, so short-term memory, you only have to remember what we learned last month. It's a little easier. Everyone knows the Bavista Maisa, the Rameya Simcha, the Arsameach said on the Rogachava. He says, everyone says that Rogachava is a Goyin. He remembers everything. He says, ach, he doesn't have a good memory. Mechatesi has a good memory. He says, he has his shas every single month. You would forget something you learned 2 weeks ago? He said, that's a shit, that's gavaldik agoyinus. That's just not memory. That's short-term memory. Obviously, yes, if we chaza and we're holding in it, yes, it's true. So in b'chai gavna, yeah, so it helps us remember. It's short-term memory. But I want to share with you, the Rabbi Sai, it goes much, much deeper than that. How does chazara help that a person doesn't forget Torah? And I'm going to mamish, I'm going to get it from its source. It's a fascinating medrash. The medrash in Kelis Rabbah says like this. I'm going to read you over the words. Rabbi Avoy Amma, Zehu Shiputa Shel Torah. This is the dynamic of Torah. She'odam Loma Torah V'shokha. That a person learns Torah and forgets. That is the mitzias of Torah. You learn and you forget. You learn and you forget. That is the mitzias of Torah. Rabbanu de Tamang b'shem Rabbi Yitzchak Tahaka, Rabbi Tuvia b'shem Rabbi Yitzchak, l'tevasai adam lamatei v'shakeyak. The reason why a person learns Torah and forgets is for his own benefit. It's his for benefit to forget Torah. What's the benefit to forget Torah? We daven all the time not to forget Torah. What's the benefit to forget Torah? The benefit to forget Torah is like the Medrash, is because had a person learned Torah and who remember it, if he'll never forget the Torah, what's going to be after 2-3 years when he learns the entire Torah? And then what's he going to do? And he's going to be mesasik b'malachtoi. And then he's going to go out to work. He's going to do other things. He's going to be busy with everything else. Because the Torah already learned. He covered Shas from cover to cover. Tanakh, Bavli, Yishalmi, Medrash. By the way, the Medrash says you could do it in 2-3 years. It's amazing. He did it in 2-3 years, and he's good to go. So after that, that's it. He's finished retiring. Everything's in his mind. He doesn't have to learn anymore. He'll never, ever go back to learning Torah. So therefore, it was a bracha. Because bracha did l'tevasa shaladim, that he should forget his Torah. And once he forgets his Torah, einu mezes, he won't let go of the Torah for a moment. He won't shuckle away from the Torah. He's going to have to constantly learn and learn and learn because he's going to keep on forgetting. So he learned brachas, then he's learning Shabbos. He forgot brachas. What is he going to do? He has to go back to brachas. Then he forgot Shabbos. Like Tosfos says in the Gemara, he's going to have to keep on going back. And like this, he'll never stop learning. So it was a toiva for the Adam to have shikhas ha-Torah, kedei that she always be a-Rangenton and learning Torah. That's what the Medrash says. So I take out of this Medrash is something fascinating, Rabbi Yisai. Vais tois, in the Nesinus ha-Torah, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah, not only did we make us the Bailam on the Torah, not only did he give us the Mitzvah ha-Torah and Avada the Limud ha-Torah, but Be'etzim, if you think about it, Lichtenis Medrash, he also gave us the ability to remember Torah forever. Be'etzim in the Sinas HaTorah should have been that once we learn it, we remember it forever. Unlike other sciences, that if you learn it and you don't, I didn't learn geometry in so many years, I already forgot it. No, that's not Torah. Torah in the Sinas HaTorah, Matan Torah was not only the Sinas HaTorah, but to remember the Torah Lo'ilam V'ed. And the only reason why we forget is the tevasa shala adam that he shouldn't learn the Torah, done, and now move on to other things. It was our Torah, but be'etzim in the scene is that Torah licked really that we should remember forever. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but tevasa b'chasto gave us an extra Torah called Shekha. But come to Yisra Boisa, if that's the case, come to us that the whole Siba of Shekhas HaTorah is kedei that we should always learn and not leave the Torah. Now, think for a moment, Rabbi Yisai. What would be if you have somebody who knows the Torah and still learns the Torah? He knows Masechta Brachas. He has it countless times. He knows it by heart. And he still learns it again. For that mensch, it's not a Torah to forget. Because you see, the person is demonstrating b'mitzias, b'maisa, the poyo, that he's holding by learning the Torah, even if he knows the Torah. He doesn't need to gain the knowledge of a Torah to learn. He's willing to learn the Torah because it's chavav lefnei amokam esek ha-Torah kechuk ha-chokak. He loves to learn the Torah because it's Hashem's Torah. Not to gain the knowledge of the Torah, just to learn the Torah. So for that mensch, it's not a toiva to forget. And because the whole time it was to make sure he's learning, he's going to learn anyway. Even if he remembers the entire Torah, he's going to learn. For that mensch, he doesn't have shechas ha-Torah. There's no point in shecha. For him, it's not a Torah. Because Rokha gave it l'tevasher l'adam that he shouldn't forget. That what? They should forget, they should forget k'day that they shouldn't leave the Torah. For that mensch who's constantly learning anyway, he doesn't need to forget. There's no Torah for him to forget. He's going to hold by learning the Torah, call you Mechayev, even if he knows the Torah. The Goyin knew the Torah. The Goyin chazen and chazen and chazen and learned and learned and learned. He learned who knows how many hours a day, 18, 20 hours a day, even though he knew the Torah, because it was Chavav. So for that mensch, there's no point in Shechas HaTorah. Come to Yisra Boisai, that you know how, why Chazara works? That a person shouldn't forget? It's not just because, well, I just chazed and I remember from short term, or because I chazed so many times, it's ingrained in me. It goes to the root of shikha. Because a person learns Torah even if he knows it, then there's no point of shikha satayra. He doesn't need shikha satayra. Mamel in his Kabbalah satayra licked limed atayra, licked that Kabbalah satayra, licked yediyah satayra lo mayat. Part of the Torah is to remember it forever. And he doesn't have that extra hatava called shikha because he doesn't need it. It goes to the root of the whole shikha. He doesn't need shikha satayra. I believe Rabbi Yisai, this is Prat in the Gemara Menachos. The Gemara Menachos says in Tzadites Amid Beis, Ra Kadosh Baruch Hu Yeshua shedivrei Torah chavivim alav b'yaisa. Kadosh Baruch Hu saw that Yeshua loved the Torah, cherished the Torah so much. Shenemar umeshosa Yeshua binun nar lo yomish mitay chayel. He didn't leave for a moment. That showed, that demonstrated his chavivus ha-Torah. It was chaviv alav b'chavivim alav b'yaisa. And because of that, amalai HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yeshua, kol kach chavivin alecha dibrei Torah. You love the Torah so much. Lo yom shaseifa hatayr zehazeh mipiko. Zakrashi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mavtichoi, he'll never forget the Torah. Because it was chobav ala b'yoseh, lo yomish mitoich ha'oyel, that he showed that he did it non-stop, he didn't let go. Oh, because of that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu granted him, he doesn't need shikha. He'll remember the Torah forever. Because the whole point of shikha is for our benefit. For Yeshua, it wasn't a benefit. For Yeshua, he was going to learn anyway. Lo yom mishat mitoich ha'oyel. So for him, Avadi is going to remember the Torah forever. That's how Hajjan Alok helps. Hajjan Alok, when you say Hajjan Alok, the reason why it helps is because what are we doing? We're telling the Rebbeinu Shel Olam that we're going back to this Masechta. Hajjan Alok, we're going back to this Masechta. We're not letting go. We're not going to let go. It's not that I did brachas, now I'm off to Shabbos, forget brachas. No, I'm not letting go. I'm chazering brachas. When I finish a Masechta, I go back to chazering. So if I say, if I commit three times, Hajjan Alok, I'm coming back to you, so I'm not letting go. If I'm not letting go, then there's no point to Shikha Satira. There's no mockum for Shikha Satira. It talks to the root of the Shikha. There's no mockum of Shikha Satira. There's no Hesach Hadas. I want to share with you a story that was said over one of the Espedim of Rav Steinman Zatzal. He had a Einikol called Rav Shraga Berlin. And he said this over at his Hesped. He said that Rav Steinman used to have a minig that once a year he used to go visit his parents before Sukkot and help his father do the Ksharim on his lulav. And they were walking through the streets together in Bnei Brak. And those times, there were people who were selling their wares on the streets, people were selling fruit on the streets. Happened to be on that block, there was a person selling avatichim, melons. And he had a horse and he had a wagon, and in the back of the wagon were filled with melons. And the merchant was saying, melons for sale, avatichim la mechir, avatichim la mechir, melons for sale. 2 liras a melon, 2 liras a melon. And he kept on chazering this. And they were walking, and after 5 or 6 binyanim later, Rav Steinman stops. And he turns to his einikol, Reb Shraga, and he says, tell me, how many times did this merchant just repeat this refrain again and again? How many times? Shraga is thinking to himself, since when does Zayda care about merchants and the selling melons? And what does he care? But does Zayda ask him the shayla? He's going to answer. He said, he thinks he repeated it 6, 7 times. Reb Shraga said, no, no, no. He repeated a lot, many, many more times than that. And then Rav Steinman asked him, how come he's not like fed up, bored, like should be nimis? He should be disgusted again and again and again, the same thing again. How many times can you say the same thing? You go back, you go bananas. Why isn't he nimis from that? Shraga just looking at him, doesn't weird the Zayd is headed with this. And he says, you know, down this block, at the end of the block, lives a Yid. His name is Rav Chaim Knievsky. And he chazes shas again and again and again. Again, and keeps on going. Omar Abaya, Nochmal, Omar Abaya, Nochmal, Omar Abaya. He said, I'll tell you the pshat. A merchant loves money. He's looking for money. Because of his drive for money, his quest for money, he doesn't mind repeating this refrain, Avatichim Lemechira, again and again. And he said, Rab Chaim loves shas. He loves the Rebbeinu Shlomo's Torah. And if he doesn't mind repeating again and again, Omer Abaya, Omer Abaya, because he loves the Torah. Rabbi Say, I would like to suggest that that's the reason why Reb Chaim had such a phenomenal memory. As a child, he said over, he didn't have such a good memory. The reason is because he has it again and again, and he demonstrated the Chavivis HaTorah. Just like a Ruach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Chaviv and Olav B'Yos B'Yeshua, Ruach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Chaviv and Olav Divrei Torah B'Yos on Reb Chaim. And Memela, there was no point in Shikhas HaTorah. He didn't need to forget the Torah. He had the Kabbalah HaTorah with its all, its Gantz Kabbalah to remember Kol Yemei Chayav. That's to Hajjan Alok after a Masechta, to advise, to show that I love the Torah, I'm coming back to the Torah. And that's Lashkichim Teresecha. That's what Yevonim wanted to accomplish. Lashkichim Teresecha, to cause Esach Hadas, to challenge the Choyk HaTorah, Kechuka Chokak, to learn Torah L'shem D'limud HaTorah, just to learn the Torah. You know, Rashi on Brochus, Daf Hei Med Aleph, the Gemara says what you're supposed to say before you go to sleep. And the Gemara says that Talmud Chochem could say less. And Rashi teaches, what is a Talmud Chochem? Rabbi, how would we teach Talmud Chochem? We looked up in the dictionary the word Talmud Chochem. What's a Talmud Chochem? Talmud Chochem is someone who can say a good svara. Talmud Chochem is someone who remembers the Torah. Talmud Chochem is someone who's murim me'am b'midoisav. What is a Talmud Chochem? Zok Rashi, a teich of a Talmud Chochem. Zok Rashi, Talmud Chochem is somebody who's rogel b'mishnosoi. Lagzor al Gersosai Tomid. Someone who constantly chazes. Rogo b'mishnose lagzor al Gersosai Tomid. That is a Talmud Chacham. That's a tzura of a Talmud Chacham. To constantly chaz and not let go of the Torah for a moment. Not to have any hesach hadas. That is a Talmud Chacham. Rav Hutna Zatzal is printed in Sefer Zikon and Pachad Yitzchok, Amud Yudalit. Rav Hutna Zatzal said, "A godol vet mimisht from learning, not from chazaring. One doesn't become a godol from learning, only from chazaring. A mensch was hot nishken gedul to chazaring. A person who doesn't have the patience to chaza can from em garnished zain. From him, nothing will become of nothing. A person can say the gvresta svara." If he doesn't chaza, nothing will become of him. If a person could mamish could be gvalda, but if he doesn't chaza, if he doesn't know the Torah through chaza, he doesn't have hold on to the Torah keseida, nothing will become of him. A gadol only comes from chazara. I can tell you, Rabbi Sai Bedidi, I remember my shir. I remember. There were certain lamdonim in the shir, gvaldikal lamdonim in the shir, mamish, there were spitz in the shir. I look back, it's 40 years later. I don't want to say chulila garnish from them. I don't want to say Rabbi Hutner's word that nothing came out of them. But let's just say mediocre, nothing much came out of them. And those who were committed to limud HaTorah, love to learn the Torah, and chazid, and chazid, and chazid, from them came out Talmidei Chachamim. From them came out Magidei Shurim. From them came out Rabbanim. From them came out Paiskim. From them, they were the ones, they were the Spitz. Nothing comes out. If you can't have patience to learn Torah, to chazer the Torah, just l'shem the chazer, l'chuka chokak. Because chaviv and alav, the esek ha-Torah. If a person doesn't have that, then unfortunately he can't vaxleis to be a gadol. On Chanukah, Rabbi said, b'mesayim, on Chanukah, we have the Nitzachon over the Yevonim, over the whole Chokmas Yevonis, their whole philosophy. They went again to Chukim, Lavim Mechukim Ritzanecha, Lashkichim Teresecha. This is the time that we have a Nitzachon over Shichas HaTorah. This is the time that we have a Nitzachon over Hesach Hadas. This is the time to be Makabel, to learn Torah, and to Chazer the Torah. Chazer the Torah, just L'shem Chazara. Like the Shlach said, this is the time that we have off to Chazah to be Shogah Beficha. This is the time that we need to be Makabel to have a Seder in Torah just to learn in Chazah. When I gave a Shir on Daf Yomi, I instituted that the first 10 minutes of the Shir, I Chazed yesterday's blot. Because if you know yesterday's blot, it doesn't take more than 10, 12 minutes to Chazah. And I was still able to finish the next blot within that hour framework. You know, every Daf Yomi Shir is a Baruch an hour. I still... What was the point? I wanted to give him another chance. Instead of finishing Shas once, to finish Shas twice. But I wasn't wanting to give them the beauty of Chazara. You see, you could do it in 10 minutes. If you know it, you could do it. If you don't know it, then it's hard. But if you know it, you can Chazah. Chazah when you know it. And then you can see you go faster and faster. Chazah when you know. Show the Chaviv and Satayr. Show that you have love, that Esek HaTorah. It's Chavav HaLov L'fnei HaMokom. That's the Inyan of Chazara. Now's the time to be Makabel, to make a say that the Chazah, not to have Hesach Hadas. And with that, we should be Zeicha If we don't have Hesach Hadas, we hold on to the Torah, we should be zeichah, there should be any shikha. We should be zeichah to have that the beauty of the Hadronilach, such sweet words, the beauty of the Hadronilach. We should be zeichah to the true Nitzachon over Yavin. We should be zeichah to have that Zikaron and Torah. We never have shikha satayra. I feel like I'm left the Ganchanaka Rabbi Tzai. Shkoyek for listening.